second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away.
CQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
You're going to see this group looking, working like a well-oiled machine.
Many teens go to social media to get support with their friends, and yet they end up staying on it so long they feel worse.
This is ABC News. Another death confirmed in a massive pileup on a Louisiana highway, blamed on heavy fog, made worse by nearby wildfires.
After clearing the twisted and charred wreckage of 168 cars and trucks from Interstate 55 at the edge of Lake Pontchartrain, highway officials confirm that 8 people died, 63 were hurt. The elevated portion of the interstate might not fully reopen for weeks.
We're trying to expedite it as much as we can, but there's no timeline.
Rodney Mallett of Louisiana's Highway Department.
The number one rule is safety.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Save on your next painting project with 11% off everything at Menards. Freshen up your home with Dutch Boy Forever Interior Paint. It's paint and primer in one that features Arm & Hammer odor eliminating technology and stain blocking technology, making it the perfect choice for you and your household. A gallon starts at $29.98 after an 11% rebate. Good through October 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The body of a Green Bay man missing since September has been found in Kenosha. Police in Kenosha report Christopher Bellinger was found dead in a wooded area in the city. Officials say the last time the 41-year-old Bellinger had contact with his family was after a September 6th disturbance that reportedly left him injured. Authorities found Bellinger's minivan in Kenosha October 13th. That led them to believe that he was in the area. Kenosha police say there were no obvious signs of trauma to Bellinger's body. An investigation into the cause and manner of his death is ongoing. There aren't many details in a fatal shooting by police at a school on Monday.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice declined Tuesday to release the name, gender, or age of the person fatally shot at Kennedy Middle School in Germantown. About 70 students were inside the school, which went into lockdown. According to DOJ, officers responded about 6:30 Monday evening to a report of a person acting erratically in the parking lot. The person climbed onto the school roof and fired at police. Three officers returned fire and killed the person. They are on administrative leave. DOJ is leading the investigation and did not comment on that person's behavior or why they were at the school. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Amid the ongoing war between Hamas and Israel, a Wisconsin congressman wants to prohibit Palestinians from entering the U.S.
Why would you want these people added to America, particularly when we're getting 200,000 people across the southern border every month already?
In a brief interview posted Monday to the social media platform X, Glenn Grothman said Palestinians have been raised to not like Jews. The 6th District Republican said he may introduce a bill or amendment to prohibit all Palestinians from entering the U.S. and not just members of Hamas.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
The Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is stepping down after less than a year on the job.
Secretary-designee Adam Payne was on the job for just 10 months. Governor Tony Evers appointed Payne in January of this year, but he was never confirmed by the Senate. Payne said he is stepping down to spend more time with his family. His departure follows the ousting of four of Governor Evers' appointees to the Natural Resources Board by the state Senate. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a bill that would allow Hmong and Laotian veterans official stamps on their driver's licenses got a hearing at the Capitol Tuesday. Representative Shea Sortwell says those who fought for freedom shouldn't be denied their benefits.
The definition of veteran would include any person who is admitted to the United States under the Hmong Veterans Naturalization Act for his service to our country and in the cause of freedom.
Sortwell says the bill has the full support of the American Legion and other veterans groups. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. John R. Sharp, age 87, of Butternut, died on Thursday, October 19th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Donna, of Butternut, by two children, James Sharp, of Colonial Heights, Virginia, and by Jean Barocca, of Fifield, survived also by three grandchildren, and further survived by two great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. Funeral services to be held at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls on Wednesday, October 25th, 11 a.m. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for John R. Sharp, age 87, Butternut. Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Friday, October 20th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Jack Hine of Glendale, Arizona, by Shanna Sellers of North Manchester, Indiana, and by Randy Hine of Denton, Texas. Survived also by three grandchildren, by one great-grandson, by his brother Jeff Hine of Medford, and by his sister Roberta Hannanen of Highbridge, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for veteran Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls. Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls, died on Wednesday, October 18th at the Waterford. She is survived by her two children, Max Ackerman of Mercer, and by Diane Schwenke of Crestville, Tennessee. Survived also by six grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips. Now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack.
but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise cloudy. Highs top out near 54 degrees. And then showers develop tonight. Storms also possible well after midnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 48.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron Dorockstra. The Fall Classic heading back to the desert. The first time in over 2 decades, Michael Luongo has details.
The Diamondbacks captured the National League pennant with a 4-2 Game 7 win over the Phillies in the National League Championship Series. Arizona took the lead for good in the top of the fifth on RBI singles by Corbin Carroll and Gabriel Moreno. Carroll drove in a second run in the top of the seventh to put the D-backs back in the World Series for the first time since 2001.
Snakes travel to Arlington to play the Rangers Game 1 Friday night. This will be MLB's third all-wild card meeting, a Grand Canyon versus Lone Star finale of second-place teams played in air-conditioned ballparks and under retractable roofs, potentially the first all-indoor World Series. On the night, Denver celebrated the franchise's first NBA title. They beat the Lakers 119-107 to begin defense of that crown, and the Suns beat the Warriors 108-104. This is SRN Sports. On the ice, the Maple Leafs beat the Capitals for their fourth loss in 5 games for Washington. 4-1 the final. Sabres had to rally, but they beat the Senators 6-4. Lightning shut out the Hurricanes 3-0. Devils 5-2 winners over the Canadiens. Penguins fall to the Stars in Dallas 4-1. Panthers 3-1 winners over the Sharks. Avalanche 7-4 win on the road over the Islanders. While the Kraken beat the Red Wings 5-4, it was the Ducks 3-2. Overtime over the Blue Jackets. Bruins blanked the Blackhawks 3-0. It was the Jets 4, the Blues 2. Wild beat the Oilers 7-4. Canucks 3-2 over the Predators. Rangers score 3 times in the second period en route to a 3-1 win over the Flames. While the Kings beat the Coyotes 6-3, it was Vegas 3-2 over the Flyers. And the NHL has rescinded its gay tape ban. They will allow players to use pride tape this season after all. SRN Sports.
Arizona Diamondbacks advancing to the World Series for the first time since 2001. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They knocked off the Phillies 4-2 last night to win the NLCS in 7 games. Rookie Corbin Carroll led the way with 3 hits and 2 RBIs, while the Phillies were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. It's Arizona and Texas in the World Series Game 1 on Friday night in Arlington. Bucks putting the finishing touches on their game plan for their season opener against the 76ers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Yesterday, the Bucks locked down Giannis Antetokounmpo with a 3-year extension worth $186 million. He said he can now focus on basketball.
Our focus is going to be strictly basketball. I think I did it in the past, 2020, and it was good for me because I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to put myself in a situation like, oh, what if? No, I'm committed. I'm here. I want with my teammates to be successful, and I want to win another championship.
Marquette's the preseason favorite to win the Big East Conference this season, and point guard Tyler Colic has been voted the preseason player of the year by the Big East coaches. The first place prediction comes after 9th place predicted finishes each of the last 2 years. Marquette women picked to finish 3rd in the Big East behind UConn and Creighton. The Packers are back in the practice field today, trying to end a 3-game slide and host the Vikings on Sunday. Packers have a number of injured players whose status for Sunday is unknown. That includes rookie tight end Luke Musgrave. If he can't play, Tucker Kraft would see a larger role. Kraft thought he played his best football on Sunday at Denver.
Maybe the highest I've graded out. My feet to hands to hat placement. I felt strong on, you know, the front side outside zone. Several combos there. Obviously, you know, someone can turn on the film and, you know, got you. Like, that wasn't a good play. But, you know, it's all about confidence when I step on the field. You know, I get a couple plays under my belt. My confidence grows. I feel like I'm rolling. And that's just how I've always been as a player.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Taking a look at a local sports note, middle school girls basketball last night, Butternut wrapping up their season. Butternut and Shawamigan both wrapping up their middle school girls basketball seasons in Butternut on Tuesday, with Shawamigan winning a very close JV game, 16-15. Butternut led at the halftime, but the Eagles battled back for the victory. The Midgets pulled away in the eighth grade game for a 39-19 win. Seven girls got in the scoring column as they worked the ball around for open shots. Gianna Nearing led Butternut with 16. Chloe Radlinger had 6. Ellie Kohler had 5. It was Virginia Augustine and Brooklyn Tremel with 4 each. Olivia Hammond and Bailey Pritzel had a couple of points each. Gretchen Ader led Shawamigan with 6 points. Butternut finishes the season at 14-4. And we're wishing the best to our area volleyball teams, Mercer, Prentice, both in sectional semifinals, both with home games tomorrow night in Mercer and Prentice tomorrow night at 7. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Man, I love going to a haunted house. I do. I like watching all the shows on TV about haunted houses. And they got a bunch of those, too. You know, like American Horror Story and all those ghost hunting shows and Scooby-Doo. It's awesome. The thing is, it's always something huge that's haunted. It's always like a haunted mansion or a haunted prison or a haunted Sam's Club or something like that. It's always something really big. And they never show a haunted trailer. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to believe that nobody has ever been killed in a trailer and not wanted to come back and haunt that thing. You know there are haunted trailers out there somewhere, and the people who live in them are just too lazy to report it, you know? You know there's some dude, he's just sitting in his trailer, and all of a sudden he hears, boo! What in the world was that? Go get me a beer. I'm gonna get my gun. That's what I'm gonna do. Turn the TV on. Swamp People is on. I can't find the remote control. You know that. Most ghosts are wearing like a Civil War outfit or a flowing gown or their IHOP uniform. And this ghost is wearing a white tank top and camo pants, and his name is Earl.
Kids.
Oh, I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Oh, no, she's going to find out. I ate it all. What am I going to do?
Call the Halloween Candy Replacement Service.
Yes!
One call to the Halloween Candy Replacement Service, and we'll come to your home in the dead of night, break into your house, and restock all the Halloween candy you couldn't leave alone and stuffed into your fat, pathetic face. So the next morning...
Oh, my gosh! Someone broke into our house!
Yeah, but look, all the Halloween candy is still here.
Huh?
Don't get found out. Call the Halloween Candy Replacement Service today. It's sweet.
There's a whole lot more...
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Q Country.
Break down, summertime, Miller time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, I really like, really like. Go off fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Just trying anything, hey baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you, on head over heels. Hey, what can I do? Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt, freaker, freaker, one night, she's a big old flirt. By now she's got me pretty tied up, top down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. We'll be right back.
my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rearview. No, I don't feel like me, girl. If I ain't got you in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. There ain't nothing I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one, in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I'm
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a
smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that.
It doesn't seem like it, but yeah, 20 before 8 at 7:40. Hope you are well on a Wednesday, the final Wednesday of the month of October, and we've got Halloween looming around the corner. Ken and Barbie uniforms looming around the corner, too. Halloween, a lot of Ken and Barbie outfits. Huh? We've got reality radio today. A couple different local guests will be making their way in, and we've got a busy... I mean, the Bucks season gets going. That's kind of fun. We'll have that for you. Bucks basketball starting right here on 98Q tomorrow night with the pregame, I believe, at 6 o'clock. Tap at 6:30. Giannis got his paycheck. He said, I'm ready to just focus on basketball and nothing else. So the rest of the NBA better pay attention here. And with Damian Lillard beside him. If they don't have a major injury this year, if Damian Lillard and Giannis both can stay pretty healthy all year, You figure they're going to get 55 to 60 wins, right? I mean, they should. We'll see. It kind of depends on what the rest of the division and conference do also, because we found out in the past that when NBA teams get a little bit of a lead or they're in a comfortable spot in the standings, they will rest players. They will start. Back injury is the famous one. You know, as so-and-so player is out due to back soreness. You got a sore back, you got a sore back. I guess you can't argue that. So that's kind of what they do in the NBA. So that, you know, that 70-win season isn't something that teams are going to get too much. I think the Bulls did it one year, didn't they? Because you just don't need to. You don't need to push your players that hard. But the Bucks, I think, are at least one of the top three teams or so that are favored to be there to win the title. And when they acquired Damian Lillard, that pushed him to the top really, really fast. He's a good player. Packers and Vikings on Sunday. A lot of Packer fans are thinking after watching the Vikings play on Monday that they're going to get absolutely destroyed. But every week is an island in the NFL. You can't even look at last week and say, boy, that team looked fabulous. They're going to do it. That's not how it works in the NFL. Not how it works. And the Vikings did look good on Monday night, but at Lambeau Field on Sunday at noon, it would not surprise anyone if the Vikings offensive line all of a sudden did what they did every game before last week and just started letting people through, and Kirk Cousins was running for his life. So we'll see. Packers come in at, 2-4? Vikings are at 3-4. So both trying to keep their wild card hopes alive and maybe divisional hopes with the Lions stumbling last week. We'll see how they come back from that. See, Reality Radio, a little local talk coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk about our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser. We have a spooktacular shopping show coming, and I have to negotiate with the powers that be because initially we were going to do this on a day that I thought would work but now doesn't. So we'll talk about that during Reality Radio. The spooktacular shopping show savings, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday. I don't know. We'll check when folks come in here and see what we want to do. But we're gonna slash some prices for Halloween. That's right. Just waiting to see if you got it. We're gonna slash some prices for Halloween and give you some savings on a spooktacular shopping show. Time and date TBA.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Our community. It's where we live. It's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise cloudy. Highs top out near 54 degrees. And then showers develop tonight. Storms also possible well after midnight. I'm Weather Allergy Meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 48.
Well, it looks like those temps will continue to be rather mild through at least Friday or Saturday. And then next week is going to be cold. Halloween is going to be a cool one. Temperature is probably not getting above or much above freezing if they do. How about a true country classic? Brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com, and they're on Facebook too. Watched a documentary last week on Hank Jr. and his life. Pretty interesting. So I was inspired to dig through our archives here and dust off a few things. And we've got a true country classic for you this morning from Hank Sr.
I got a feeling of the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is fret and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied. But she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all. My baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is fret and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. To think it all over, I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm home. I got the love thick blue.
It's a Park Manor country classic, Hank Sr. How about we back that up with a Hello Hank Jr. too? Park Manor country classic, back to back.
People think we're nearing the end of time, but we've had enough and we've drawn the line. Our flag is up since our people went down, and now we're together from the country to town. We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. But now the world has changed and so have I. And America can survive. America will survive. We can plow our fields all day long. We can catch our fish from dusk till dawn. Yeah, we have toughed it out a time or two. These are dark days, but we're gonna pull through. We grow good old tomatoes. We got hometown pride. America can survive. America is gonna survive.
country can survive. City. Never called me Hank, he called me Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a street smart man. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway lights, and I'd send him some of that homemade scuffling wine. Lost like so many in the terrible strife, and we're all asking God now, why, oh why? I read a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye, and that's an old slogan we're gonna revive, 'cause America can survive. America will unite the whole land. There's no more Yankees and rebels this time, but one united people that stand behind. America can survive. Part of you might hate me, but some please don't mistake me.
smile. If I ever cross your mind, it was a pleasure of my life, and I cherished every time. And my whole world, it begins and ends with you. On that highway 20 ride, oh, 20 ride, oh, 20 ride, oh, highway 20 ride, and I'm
with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up wanting you and me. I know that